listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. My next guest in this edition is Michigan Republican Party Chairman Saul Anousis. He joins me now to express his concerns with the Employee Free Choice Act, which has been introduced on Capitol Hill. It's better known as Union Card Check, and opponents call it the Employee Forced Choice Act. And Mr. Chairman, thanks so much for your time today.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
Let's start by talking about the contents of this bill. Of course, the supporters say that this makes it easier for workers to organize at their place of employment. What is the unwritten part of this law that those in support of it aren't necessarily talking about?
Well, you know, right now it's fairly easy to organize. I mean, you basically collect a majority of the members who are interested in signing up to be a member. And there's normally an election held, and the election is held, and if a majority of the union members or the members who would like to be a member of the union vote yes, then they become a member of a union. So what this is trying to do is create what's called the card check system, which would allow people to walk in, have union bosses come in with a card, fill out the card, you know, have a nice guy put his arm around you, suggest that you ought to fill it out. And vote yes, and then that in effect will give you, you know, if a majority of the members fill out that card, you automatically become a union member, and there's no secret vote, no chance to vote against it if that's what your preference would be.
What's the current rule on the balloting? Do union workers have secret ballots right now, and why does this legislation take that away?
Well, it does. What happens right now is that when someone wants to unionize, they normally collect their signatures. They get a majority of the workers to collect the signatures, and then they go to a ballot. And what happens is the employer calls the election, per se, and then what happens is both major management and labor make their arguments as to why you should or shouldn't, you know, join a union. And then after an election, they make that, you know, that determination is made. Under this new bill, what would happen is you'd never go to the election. You would basically, you could still choose to have an election, but why would anybody want an election? Why would any union want an election once they've already been unionized? Because they then have a chance of losing. So the practical effect is that you would get rid of these elections because you've been unionized by just signing a card. So it gets rid of, you know, oftentimes people are intimidated or kind of forced into signing a card, and then when the time comes to vote, they vote no. And they found that if they get less than 70% of the people to sign a card, oftentimes elections are at risk because people haven't, you know, they felt they had to do it for peer pressure and, you know, because the union bosses who were asking them to sign, but once they got a chance to vote in private, they didn't want to be part of the union.
What about in future votes? Say if there's a collective bargaining session going on and there's a deal offered by management that the union leaders don't necessarily like, but some of the workers may want to vote on that. Would the secret ballot be restored, or would that also be open season?
No, actually what would happen there is binding arbitration takes place and federal bureaucrats come in and set the terms and conditions of your employment. So one of the other factors that is of concern here is rather than being able to ratify an agreement, rather than being able to vote in favor of something or against something that you didn't want, now you'd have binding arbitration by federal bureaucrats who would come in and set the terms and conditions of your employment.
We were talking yesterday with a congresswoman from Oklahoma who's also opposed to the card check legislation. She says this is a bad idea, particularly in the current economic situation, because it could result in the loss of jobs. Do you see the same potential there?
Yeah, there was a professor from the University of Chicago that released a study last week that showed that for every 3% increase in jobs, about 1.5 million new unionized workers, you'd have as many as 600,000 jobs lost because of the economic effects. And the economists who did the study had basically studied the Canadian system that has gone back and forth between having card check and then having the ballots, and they found that in general there was a job loss involved and that this isn't necessarily a net gain. I mean, the only gainers in this system are really the union bosses and the Democrat politicians who basically want to increase your dues revenues. And beyond that, you know, when you're taking away a worker's right to make that choice and that determination, I don't see how it does the workers any good.
We're talking with Michigan Republican Party Chairman Saul Anousis. And, Mr. Chairman, it's been reported that officially the United States has been in recession since the end of 2007. You are the chairman of the GOP in a state that has been in a recession a lot longer than that, the highest unemployment in the country, double-digit unemployment, and it's also a state that's highly unionized. So what would be the impact of this legislation in your state?
Well, I think it could be devastating. I mean, I don't know how much more devastating it could be. I mean, we're the only state in the country that has lost jobs 6 years in a row. But what would happen is those companies that are not currently unionized would be under a tremendous amount of pressure to unionize. And the potential there, obviously, could, you know, drive more jobs out of Michigan. Today, we will probably lose an entire congressional seat in Michigan because of population loss. We have lost, you know, literally hundreds of thousands of jobs, many of them related to the auto industry, but then there's suppliers and feeder companies that are affected as well. And as you lose population and others, obviously there's, you know, every other industry that's in a state that, you know, services your citizens are lost. So, you know, the potential is you know, fairly devastating. But again, the issue here isn't the union itself. The issue is whether or not workers ought to have a choice and a free choice to join the union. You know, I was a former Teamster. My father spent 32 years in UAW. I'm not anti-union. The real issue is whether or not I should have a free choice or should I be, you know, cajoled, you know, intimidated and condemned into becoming a member of a union.
And then in terms of where you see this headed, obviously Democrats have the majorities in both the House and Senate. President Obama certainly indicated he's not opposed to this. So is this a fait accompli, or do you sense that the grassroots effort that you're trying to build here can actually stall this or even kill it?
Well, I think we have a good chance of stopping it. I mean, at AmericanSolutions.com, which is where our website is, we've collected over 130,000 signatures of people who are concerned about this issue and growing on a regular basis. At the same time, you know, they need to basically hold on to every single Democrat vote, and there are at least eight Democrats who did not sign up as co-sponsors of the bill and people who are concerned about it on the Senate side, and then they have to get a couple Republicans. So there's still a very good chance that this could be stopped, but clearly the momentum is on the Democrat side, on the union bosses' side. They probably have a majority of the votes that are necessary, but you need 60 votes for a vote that's called cloture, and it's a procedural vote in the Senate.
Right.
But the cloture vote is actually the vote that will bring this bill to the floor. And if they win that vote, they probably win passage. So it's what we're really fighting for is to not get cloture on this vote and not bring it to the floor of the Senate at all.
And we'll obviously keep track of that. Mr. Anouzis, thank you so much for your time today.
Well, great to be with you. And have your folks visit us at AmericanSolutions.com.
Saul Anouzis is chairman of the Michigan Republican Party. This is Dateline Washington.